Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord from heavens come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11. When I was a child, I speak as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away all childish things. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Praise the Lord. Our topic is Heritage of Fathers. Heritage of Fathers. Because of our Lord Jesus and his Father, we were made to understand in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 that there are spiritual blessings and gain upon our lives. According to Genesis chapter 22 verse 18 and more scriptures aligning with that purpose, there are some blessings we enjoy today because of Abraham our father, which Jesus' dimension in the blessing was not eluded. Praise the Lord. Our father Abraham is long gone, but there are some heritages that the Lord pronounced upon his life where we are still in the lands of Father Abraham, which we are still enjoying it today. So don't forget, too, in Genesis chapter 49, verse 3 to 4, what came upon Reuben and to his descendants? Praise the Lord. Jacob called his children when he was about leaving this world that, come, let me tell you things that will happen to you in the future. We knew how he altered the destiny and the generation of Reuben. Until Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 6 how to wage in the generation of Reuben, at least to shape things, when he said concerning Reuben that you shall not be few again. If not for that, the curse of his father upon the lineage of Reuben will still remain the same. I want you to also remember in 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 27 how the act of Gehazi brought upon curse of leprosy not only to his life but unto his generation. So his generation will just discover at a point leprosy will come unto them, not knowing it was an heritage that hung upon their life where they were still in the loins of their father. So our fathers, both spiritual and flesh, as heritages passed on to their generation. Before our present age, in the Bible, most fathers of old doubles over their children as father in the spirit and also in the flesh. A very good example is the account of David and Solomon. David, the father of Solomon, received from God on behalf of his son Solomon over his destiny matters. So, apart from being a father in the flesh to Solomon, David, he was also a spiritual father to Solomon. My point remains that not all our father's heritage are pure and clean. There are many bad heritages our father refused to deal with when they were still alive, and the sons are to resume from there. Sons need to identify them to do in the template of 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 5 to 6. Where David called unto his son Solomon that very soon I will be gone. But he pointed out these people to Solomon. People that did not allow him to enjoy to the fullness of his throne. How they shed the blood of peace, how they shed the blood of war in time of peace. So he told them, allow their head not to go to the grave in peace. So on his sons coming to this template in dealing with the bad heritages of father upon their head, it will still remain the same. Your heritage, flesh or spirit, determine your height in life. The heritage of your father hanging upon your life determine your height in life. Your heritage will also pattern your direction in life. Your heritage, your father's heritage, you like it or not, will pattern your direction in life. Your heritage will also determine how smooth your journey will be with God. Is a fact. It will determine. Without wasting your time, let's check the children that had bad heritage from their fathers. 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 1 to 3. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12 and also verse 22. There is no doubt that Eli was a father to Samuel. Much of the spirit, but the flesh can't be ruled out. They lived as father and son, and Samuel was released by virtue of ministry of fathering and acceptance as a son. Samuel batted forth into the heritage of his father Eli. Praise the Lord. Which Eli's sons never followed the path of God. Bible said in the text that we read, when Eli was old, he heard of his son's awkward behavior to God. Likewise, Samuel at old age made his sons judges over the people of God. but walked not in the will of God as their father. So Eli did not kill the spirit. He passed it to Samuel. Samuel thought he was in control until old age. My point here is that Eli, the sons of Eli, Bible said they were sons of Belial. They knew not God. So when Samuel also grew up, his sons too knew not God. So Eli did not deal without spirit. And under the mystery of father and son, Samuel was caught. The heritage caught Samuel. And at the long run, he exhibited the mistake of his father Eli. His own sons too knew not God. You don't understand what I'm saying? It is an heritage Samuel got from his father Eli. Eli's sons never knew God. And Samuel, as a son to Eli, when he grew up too, his sons never knew God. It was an heritage passed. Another heritage passed. We can see this in the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can read these scriptures and list it down at your own convenience. Genesis chapter 11, verse 30. Genesis chapter 25, verse 21. Genesis chapter 30, verse 4. Verse 1 to 4. The common bad heritage passed on here on this, in this account, was barrenness. The enemy knew the plan of God upon their lives. So the womb that was to bring out seed for continuity of God's purpose was shut by the enemy. Abraham never prayed for it to be broken when he encountered God. And because they are in the will of God, God had no choice than to continue to intervene. Maybe Abraham never knew. Maybe he was ignorant, or he thought it would end with him. So God had to intervene in the life of Abraham. He broke the barrenness upon his wife. God intervened. Abraham never killed the spirit. He never asked God to deal with it. So he passed on. The heritage moved onto Isaac. Praise the Lord. Abraham's wife was barren, just like his father Abraham. So God had no choice again, because they are in the will of God. God had to come in again. He intervened. Isaac never asked God to break it, the barrenness upon their generation.
he did is he went away. It came, the barrenness passed from him to his son Jacob. It followed the chosen one of the family. What happened? Forget that Jacob had two wives, but the one he loved, the wife he loved, which from the seed of that wife carried on the process, the lineage for continuity of God's covenant, comes from that wife. Praise the Lord. So Jacob too. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So right from birth, Jacob was a warrior. He knew how to handle responsibility over his household, over his destiny. He started to fight over his cause, over his life at a very young age. Don't forget, he wrestled with an angel that I will not let you go until you bless me. That encounter changed his life. His name was changed to Israel. When I was preparing for this message, I got in my spirit, because the barrenness stopped over Jacob. It did not continue over the life of Joseph, the chosen one to carry on the covenant. My spirit made him to understand that, is it because that Joseph was chosen to preserve the nation of Israel over hunger for continuity of the will of God? Was it because of that the heritage of barrenness over their lineage was broken over his life? Praise the Lord. But as I am ministering to you, I receive an inspiration from God now that Jacob fought it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Remember when Jacob fought with an angel, fought with God, that he resumed, that heaven had no choice than to encounter him and change his name to history. The Lord made me to understand that it was that point that heritage of barrenness over their village, he broke it, and he received a new heritage from God. He received a new dimension from God. That is why the barrenness over his generation stopped from him. Stopped on him. Joseph never partook of that. Don't forget two scenarios. The one I got before this message and the one I got, we are delivering this message now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Abraham never dealt with barrenness. Isaac got it, he never dealt with it. Jacob got it, he dealt with it. And Joseph enjoyed. Praise the Lord. Let's check another account of heritage of the father that was passed. 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1 to 4 and 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 1. The heritage Solomon got from his father was not only the throne. He also got love for women. The Bible made it clear and he pictured it well that Solomon magnified this dimension. Praise the Lord. Let me also understand that David, his father, loved woman. Praise the Lord. So even at the point of David, at the point of death, David, his guards, his followers, to confirm that David is gone already, about to go, they brought in a damsel unto David. What did David do? David did nothing with the girl. This now confirmed to the people that father is going, David is going, David is gone. Because what? You cannot leave David and a woman in the room. The fire will not be light. So, apart from the throne his son Solomon got from him, he also got this heritage, lust for women, from his father. And he did more exploits in this dimension than his father. If not for the promise over David's house, God had for David, his generations would have lost all, would have lost the throne forever. But thanks be to God, in his wisdom, covenants were made between God and David. Because don't forget, Jesus Christ come from this tribe. Praise the Lord. Don't misquote me. As they are heritages of father in a negative sense, there are also positive vibes. My aim, the aim of God, is to bring us to the sensitivity of heritages we have that have been passed from our fathers. One, Elijah passed on heritage to Elisha. We need how both of them did exploit for God. As the case of Eli and Samuel, so also was the case of Elijah and Elisha. Under the ministry of fathering, and the son has stopped accepting the fathering, heritages were passed. So we knew what happened to Elijah and Elisha. It was a good heritage. Even Joshua was chosen after Moses' death. Joshua has got the godly heritage in his father Moses. Don't forget, Moses was their leader. He painted God to the people. He performed God to the people. Don't forget that Joshua and Caleb were the ones that caught the good picture of God that Moses was painting unto them. So they caught the heritage. It was both of them that came back from when they went to go and spy the promised land. They were only two that came with a good report. Moses, Joshua and Caleb. So they caught the vision of God through Moses. Praise the Lord. So a good heritage was passed from Moses to Joshua. Caleb not eluded. Another one is the 12 disciples also got their heritage from their father, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Heritage are spirit in dimension. Heritage are virtues of life. Another one is that Timothy got it from Paul. Don't forget, Brother Paul said, you may have many instructors, but you can't have many father. So Paul was a father to Timothy, and Timothy got good heritage from his father Paul. The list goes on, both sides of the divide. So I enjoy fathers to be responsible, while sons should take charge. Have you sat down once to examine the patterns of your descendants? Have you sat down once to examine the flow of your parents? Heritage are real in both divides, plus and negative. They are real. Many people, without knowing or consciously, are doing great exploits in flesh and in spirit because of the goodly heritage they got from their fathers. Once again, let fathers be responsible when you identify them, and sons to take charge, to keep on the banner flying. Praise the Lord. I believe you've heard the voice of God this season concerning what God has shared with you. Take it serious. Beam it in the Spirit and let the Holy Spirit magnify it in your heart, and your spirit will accept it to do what is necessary. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.